Hey, guys.
Will Durst here with a few choice words on Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia's replacement, which you could say has turned a mite political. You could also say that flight simulation wind tunnels are tough on comb-overs. Only minutes after the body was discovered, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell vowed to keep the seat vacant until after the November presidential election. Probably took longer for a family of five to order desserts at Applebee's. And the six remaining GOP presidential candidates echoed his sentiments, hoping to use this issue as a big red flag to wave at supporters. And since unemployment is below 5%, and gas around $2 a gallon, they can use all the issues they can get. We're no longer playing hardball here. We're playing 9-inch steel ball bearing ball. McConnell's rationale is to let people decide which way the court swings with their choice of president. But the people already decided that when they voted for Obama the last presidential elections. Unfortunately, when Democrats speak, Mitch McConnell doesn't hear very well. And after setting a precedent like this, the next Senate could embargo midterm years as well. Then the months of May through August, since Congress is in recess and not too close to weekends or holidays, until presidents are only allowed to nominate a SCOTUS replacement on a Wednesday in the third week of September of odd-numbered years. Republicans have to worry that stalling another Obama nominee will be viewed as further obstructionism. Then again, hasn't hurt them so far. Of course, a series of 4-4 ties would focus attention on the vacancy like blood on snow. Love to see Obama nominate himself, but Republicans probably want him shaping law in a lifetime appointment the same way they want scorpions duct-taped to their underwear. This could lead to a further breakdown in inter-party relations in Washington, but then again, as my daddy used to say, you can't kill what's already dead. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.